Good morning, boys and girls. Today, Bree and I are going to share with you a true story of when her and I went to kindergarten together. So on our first day of school at kindergarten, with our teacher, Miss Huming, I was so excited to finally be in school. But Brianna here, not so much. As soon as we stepped into the classroom, her eyes filled up with big tears, and she started crying and crying and crying. At first, I thought she was just nervous because it was the first day of school. But the tears kept coming throughout the whole week. Finally, I told my teacher that she was one of my good friends, and I asked to talk with her privately. When I got to Bree, I asked her, "Why do you hate school so much? There's games and coloring and yummy snacks. I love it."
"Well, I don't hate school. I'm sad because my daddy left me."
"What? Why? You know he's coming to get you after school."
"No, he's not coming back. He left me here all alone."
"Bree, didn't he come and get you yesterday?"
"Yes."
"And the day before that?"
"Yes."
"Then why would he leave you this time? Your father will never leave you. He's waiting at home, missing you very much, and probably can't wait for you to run and give him a big hug."
"Really? You think so?"
"Yeah. Even though he's not physically here in person, he'll always be with you, in your heart and in spirit. And whenever you feel scared or worried, you could just call him and he will comfort you."
"Yeah, I think you're right. I'm starting to feel a lot better now because I know my dad loves me and will always be there for me."
"Exactly."
"Like how I was scared when my dad left me, that's how the disciples felt when Jesus died on the cross and had them leave to go to heaven. Jesus came back, however, to tell them, like Amanda did, how he and their Father God will never leave them, no matter what happens. Even though they may not see him, he is always there in spirit and will comfort them when they are sad. All they have to do is pray and believe in him, and their Father will be with them. He is waiting just like my dad was for them to join him in his home in heaven and loves them very much."
So to help share with others the Spirit of God, we made little cards for everyone that says Jesus loves you in different languages, so that you can tell of God's love no matter what language people speak.
Now let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful Sabbath, and please help us remember that you will always be with us. Give us the chance to share your love with others so they can open their hearts to you. In your heavenly name we pray. Amen.